those ardent voices, belonging to many ages and many shades, reverberated through the troubled streets of Syracuse as demonstrators marched with optimism that violence can be overcome. The march was held in response to the crime spree over the 4th of July weekend that left 10 people shot and 2 killed. Many families in the suburbs were grilling burgers and watching fireworks, while those in the city were wondering when their streets will finally see a ceasefire. More than 100 people joined together for the Light the Night 315 march, which made its way through the East Side days after Syracuse witnessed its 13th homicide this year. One of the march's organizers, Victoria Coit, said the event was a way to unite people within the community.
In this march, we're not speaking about what we don't want, as in we don't want violence or stop shooting. You know, a lot of the themes that rang true in other marches, which is nothing wrong with that, but we just choose to speak about what we do want in our community and speak positively through affirmations as we walk through the street together.
Coit and her team are working on self-development programs that might help people find purpose and create strong leaders. They hope the programs will help to eradicate issues that lead to violence. FBI statistics from 2013 show Syracuse has one of the highest crime rates in America. The assault rate is more than twice that of the national rate, and the murder rate is more than 3 times. When questioned about the recent violence in Syracuse, the police department declined to comment. Some officers say crime does generally rise in the summer. However, Syracuse Common Council President Van Robinson, who attended the march, refused to stay silent on an issue that is hurting a place many call home.
What we're saying is, look, we have another enemy out here. It may not be an enemy that says black or white or colored. They are victimizing the people who live here. And we're saying, no more. We're stopping this right now. As you look, you'll see young, you'll see old, you'll see white, you'll see black. And the only thing to have in mind is that we have to come together as a group of people.
The Southwest Community Center in Syracuse is trying to restructure how people respond to violence. Director of Community Service Valerie Hill believes education is the key to reducing violence in Syracuse.
We have various programs that touch on those issues. One is adolescent youth, starting at ages 11 on up to age 14. The program focuses on the prevention of alcohol, drugs, and tobacco prevention, as well as gang violence, bullying, and also, you know, racism, equality, and those type of things.
Other programs include Pride and Intelligent Young Minds, which also focus on substance abuse prevention.
Some people think we don't have the right to say it's my country. Before they give in, they'd rather fuss and fight and say it's my country.
Recently, the media unit performed its original musical, From the Back of the Bus, to teach kids at the center about racism, violence, and intolerance. Technical coordinator George Stroman said the show is a creative approach to help kids absorb crucial information.
I just feel like, you know, we're still so segregated and we don't even know it. So I feel like just putting the issue out there and, you know, younger folks of their age, I feel like it could be received better, and being that it's a little bit comedic, they take it in.
Gabriel Wade said he enjoyed the show and understood the message.
I think the message was about you got to be grateful and treat everybody equally the way they are, not by the race of their color.
The media unit is now touring Central New York and hopes to bring its show on the road to Ferguson, Missouri in September.
We survived a hard blow, and I want you to know that you must face us alive.
Syracuse residents often wonder if people living in the suburbs and towns around the city feel unaffected by the problems they are facing. Hill says the level of violence should concern everyone.
It's not just the people on the south side, the people on the north or the east side of Syracuse that need to really get involved. It's everybody in Syracuse that needs to be involved. It's affecting the entire city of Syracuse. And if somebody doesn't realize that, you know, then they're in trouble. There's a problem because their brain is not allowing them to open up enough to see what's actually going on around them. And whatever's going on around you eventually will affect you if you don't get involved.
Some tend to feel violence does increase during the summer months and credit nice weather and idle minds for the surge in shootings. Dr. Elijah Anderson is one of the leading ethnographers in the U.S. and the William K. Landman Jr. Professor of Sociology at Yale University. He says a main cause of violence in urban areas is the lack of protection people feel.
trust in the police, the credibility of the police erodes. And if you can't count on the police, then you can feel that you're responsible for your own safety and security in trying to defend themselves, or they have to throw down with someone who they think wants to violate them.
When people see acts of violence, it's common for them to respond by holding marches and events. But Anderson says it's important to remember the issue is very complex. At the heart of violence is the deficient economy, the matter of respect, and street credibility.
The jobs have gone. They've gone overseas. They've gone to the suburbs. And they've left people structurally poor. One has to face up to the fact that jobs or opportunities are just not there. And this encourages people to deal with the issues in a much more direct way.
Syracuse residents agree. Kenyon Black and Chris Markwood believe the violence won't decline when the summer heat does.
Now, I just think the value of life, of self-life, is at a bottom. So taking somebody else's life doesn't mean anything anymore. Before it was for status, now it's just something to do.
I think the economy is one of the worst things right now. There's no opportunity for a lot of young people or anybody any age. There's no work here, any industry or anything. And a lot of it's just hopelessness with a lot of people. And the drugs, obviously, so bad. That's the two biggest issues. You need a development coalition on business from a lot of companies. Starbucks is doing it. You see other companies trying to do it across the country. Unless you can bring jobs, there's no hope for a lot of people.
The people of Syracuse are taking to the streets, educating our youth, and using the arts as methods to combat violence. But there are still many questions left when it comes to mending the violent state of Syracuse. Can violence be reduced when the system it stems from continues to marginalize people? As of now, no one really has the answer, but many don't plan to stop until they do. Amari Pollard, WAER News.